The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is calling on Southeast residents to help gather information on local bat populations. Each year, the department asks citizen scientists to conduct driving surveys and gather bat calls.
So as you're driving along the transect, you'll hear kind of random static noises and you'll be waiting like, oh, I wonder if that was a bat.
That's Fish and Game wildlife biologist Tori Rhodes.
But when you hear this clicking sound, it is so distinctive. It is like nothing else, and you will know immediately, oh, that was a bat. And the silverhair bat calls sound completely different than the Myotis calls. They're this melodic kind of alien sound that's much slower, it's more musical, it's a really, really beautiful call.
The Bat Monitoring Program operates in 7 different communities. Bat research in the state stems back to the discovery of a disease.
The reason that bat research really revved up, not only in Alaska, but across the U.S., was back in 2006, there was the discovery of a disease called white nose syndrome that we think has been introduced from Europe or Asia, where the disease is native and the bats there are used to it. And once it arrived in North America, it decimated bat populations.
Before that, Rhodes says not a lot was known about bats, particularly those in Alaska.
We didn't really have a good handle on what population numbers were, what species there were, where they were, what kind of habitats they were associated with, and specifically in regards to the concern from white nose syndrome, where our bats were overwintering or hibernating.
So they launched research programs.
We went out and we tagged a bunch of bats and we were trying to figure out where they were overwintering, and we started a stationary passive monitor program where we just peppered the entire Southeast with devices that'll record bat calls. And then in conjunction with that, in 2014, we started a driving survey program that's this community-based citizen science effort to collect data.
In Haines, there are a couple different ways Fish and Game is monitoring bats.
We have a passive monitor that we've gotten data on since, I think, 2014 out in Clukwan. And in conjunction with that, we do these driving surveys, which is the citizen science program where we have local coordinators.
The local coordinator in Haines is Zephyr Sincerny.
We'll go through an orientation of the bat driving survey kit. Basically, you go out, take that kit, you start the route, and you're driving at 20 miles an hour and detecting bat calls as you go. Once you've done that, you bring the kit back to the library here, and I get that data sent off to Tori with Fish and Game.
And from this, we're able to get really meaningful data about the number of bats that are in the area, as well as kind of a broader swath of the habitats that they inhabit.
That data ties back to concerns about white nose.
First and foremost, we really want to get baseline data on the species that we have and also monitor their populations over time. We are concerned about white nose coming to Alaska. It was picked up in Washington State not too long ago, which was sent us on a red alert for revamping our efforts and monitoring and detection.
So why citizen science? Rhodes says it's a really efficient way to do this kind of research.
It would be completely logistically impossible for us to go out to all these different communities and conduct driving surveys, especially when we kind of want them all in the same time frame. We don't have the personnel to do it. We don't have the time available to us.
And it helps grow scientific understanding within communities.
And the other really wonderful thing about citizen science-based programs is they really enhance the public understanding of science, which I think is an immensely valuable thing in terms of education and outreach.
For more information on participating in the monitoring program, visit the Haines Public Library or adfg.alaska.gov. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.